Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fixed Family Fix America Radio Show!
Number one family show in all of the universe. His name is Jack Hatfield.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is another show, another day, and another time, and we're here together again on Fix the Family, Fix America Radio. I am thinking that you can't hear me right now. Hang on one second. Do, do, do. Now can you hear me? Let's see what we're doing here. Doing here, doing here. Audio.
Do, 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 do. Da, 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 de, da, de, da, de, da, do. Ah, much better. Hello, hello. I hope we're here now. Absolutely stunning, a little malfunction, but that is our new opener. How about that? Is that the best thing in the world? I love it. Love it. Welcome again. Let's start over. Thank you for being here at Fix the Family, Fix America Radio. Four-part plus one series if you're a new listener, and pretty soon there will not be any new listeners because the rate that this show is growing is absolutely astounding. All of you did your homework. You sent the link to play this to someone else. Now I'm going to ask you to do it one more time if you don't mind. Send the link of this show to 462 people that you know, or at least one. 462 would be nice, but one would be even better because right now the education that we are imparting upon the world is actually saving families, helping children, and actually saving lives and benefiting lives like no tomorrow. So ladies and gentlemen, I really would like you to tell everyone about it. But pretty soon, again, there will be no new listeners. This show is the fastest growing family talk show in the universe. And I do believe if we go another 2 to 3 weeks of the growth spurt that we are experiencing, we will be ahead of Planet Klarnar, where they have family smocklock, and that is some tough stuff to beat. That show's been on the air, I believe, for 1,800 billion mechanism, but, you know, we've been on the air for most, feels like a year, but maybe not, I don't know, but again, fastest growing family talk show in America, Fix the Family, Fix America. We are a four-part series plus one. Those four parts are, for those new listeners, positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. And our plus one is disease and the dying, degenerative diseases across this country that is affecting these day in and day out because the conventional wisdom and conventional medicine is not helping you do so. So, wow. We've got a bunch of stuff on tap today. We've got our Parents of the Week, our Parents of the Week segment. We're going to find out there's an awful lot of mosquitoes out there, but there's one thing we should to prevent them. That's pretty bad. Then we're going to find out if you can actually eat for your happiness. Eat for your happiness, and we can. You absolutely can. We're going to find out that there's a cancer drug that kills you better and faster than cancer, so that's fantastic. We're going to find out what happens if you go camping this summer. We're going to also learn that socialized Europe-style medicine helps your children a lot faster than over here. What? That's not what you've been saying. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. Then we're also going to find out, again, that you're too stupid to make your own food decisions. So there is another city council group that got together and said, because you're so stupid, we'll pass a law. And then, of course, we found something to do with Alzheimer's. So families that are being affected with this, we found something that's going to help a little bit. I hope so. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to also remember it's sunlight. It's summer, and there's sunlight. And what can you do to help your body not get so sunburned? And if the sun really is causing all this cancer. If we have time, we're going to go into the family relationship section where they talk about you had the Al Gore breakup where they went on basically damage mode for a while saying, they just wanted to separate. They just grew apart. They just grew apart. And then you find out that Al Gore is a sex-crazed poodle and doing some stuff with a massage therapist. And so now the questions are coming out going, what's really cheating? What's really cheating? Well, we're going to hopefully delve into that. And then morning people, the people that are listening to me right now, if you've been up for 6 or 7 hours, morning people, we know why morning people rule the world. We're going to talk about that in all of our segments. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited to be here. Thank you very much for joining me. My name again is Jack Hatfield. Fix the Family, Fix America Talk Radio is right here live, growing by leaps and bounds. Please send a link to at least one person this week as well. The growth and knowledge and feedback is tremendous. It is becoming incredible. We are having a great, 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 I can't even say it again, but I'm going to have to, great response for this show. It is absolutely stunning, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I cannot see you, and you are probably really glad you can't see me, but I thank you from the messages that we are passing out, fixing families, people calling in going, I didn't know that, I've got to fix that, or I didn't hear about that, that's not in the news. That's right. We're talking about stuff that's not in the news that much because they don't want to tell you. They don't want to tell you. So we're going to fix the family, fix America, despite what the rest of the world is trying to do to the family and to America, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to do it. So with that said, we should probably go ahead and get started, don't you think? Yes. Real quick before we get into those things we were talking about, we had last week the disease and the diet workshop. In the last one was in Columbia, South Carolina. It was on what if cancer is not a disease. The turnout was fantastic. People learned and that conventional treatments really are not working. For the last 25 years, there has been no significant increase in the total cure rate for cancer using the 3/burn and poison, otherwise known as surgery, radiation, and chemo/burn and poison, respectively. So we know that that's causing a problem because we talked about in this workshop, I just want to give you a quick synopsis. We talked about when you get cancer, you feel bad and fearful because you know that the treatments are hell and back. So it's not the fact that as soon as you get told you got cancer, you go, oh, well, now, you know, what do I do now? You go, oh, my goodness, I got to go through that thing that makes all my hair fall out. And that means we're more fearful of today's conventional treatment than we are of the disease itself. Because something else, there's two cancer survivors that we met last week in the workshop, and they don't have no hair. I mean, they haven't lost their hair. They look like they're healthy. See, that's the other issue. They're not showing you what cancer patients look like when they don't go through the slash burn of poison. My mother, for instance, looks great. Her hair is full. Skin is getting tighter. She lost some weight, yes. But, I mean, she's looking fantastic by the day in defeating cancer her own way. So it's pretty bad when we sit back. If you take a wide open look and the actual fear is actually the treatment, not the disease itself. It's very scary. Very scary. But that's what we spoke about last week. And this month, we're going to hopefully add on more venues for the workshops. We're getting more and more people showing up. We're going to have to add more venues, more often workshops. We're going to do what we have to do to get all of these workshops out there. Our next one, though, that we know is scheduled, there may be another one scheduled here, and we'll tell you about it. You'll hear it here first, right here on Fix the Family, Fix America, is July 28th in Columbia, South Carolina, at the Earth Fair from 6 to 7. So put that on your calendar now. Send that to 152 people every day until July 27th. We greatly appreciate it again. That's fantastic. And I just want to say that meeting these people, meeting the cancer survivors, meeting these people that have no fear, again, the natural success principles, there is no fear. When you're born, you have only a few innate fears. And the rest of them are given to you by growing up. So we don't have any fear here at Fix the Family, Fix America. We only have what we need to have, which is knowledge. Because with knowledge, the fear can go away. There was a riddle. We were watching Batman just the other day, Batman cartoon, and there was a riddle from the Riddler, and it was fantastic. It says, when you do not know what I am something. When you know what I am nothing. And, of course, if you look at that, it's fear or worry. When you sit there and do not know something, if you do not know it, it's something. You're sitting there, your mind races. Oh, God, this could be this and this and this and this and this. But finally, when you find out what it really is, it's nothing. You worried for nothing. So why do that? Why do that? Okay, Fix the Family, Fix America Radio. Again, four parts, positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success and the plus one disease and the diet. Morning, people. Let me hear you scream. Yay, yay, yay. Morning, people. We're all morning or evening people. Scientists have established that our genes dictate half of what they call our chronotypes. Chronotypes. That sounds like something from He-Man or Justice League Unlimited. Look, there's the chronotypes flying in. Anyway, our natural preference for certain times of the day. Evolution has produced a range of humans capable of being alert to danger at every hour of the day. Our experience confirms these findings because we all know people that love to be at work bright and early, cup of coffee in hand, decisions to make. Let's go, people. And we know other people who'd rather stumble through the day until reaching a state of relaxed clarity around dusk when their minds are purring. The problem is those with that genetic gift of morningness tend to be more highly rewarded. Morningness is perceived as a sign of activity and zest, whereas eveningness implies laziness and loafing. Okay. Is that interesting? They were talking about David Cameron, the English Prime Minister, out on his early morning runs to get the idea that he was a leader of potency and vigor. How different would it be if he exercised around 8? Could a prime minister be elected today who worked like Winston Churchill, reading, writing, and thinking in bed before getting out of it at noon? History is full of people praising the virtues of early rising, but few have made the case for letting the day drift by until you kick it into gear around happy hour. Can you be? Let me see. I think that I have two gears. I got the morning gear, because you wake up and you want to take over the day, and then the happy hour gear, which is right after this show. I'm sorry. I'm kidding. Well, it is noon, and when there's noon, it can be happy hour. Speaking of happy hour, my libation today is a massive, and this is funny. I get all these emails and stuff. You didn't talk about your libation, so I have to always do this. Libation today is a mishmash of actual cherries, organic cherries we got, took the pits out, then we took organic grapes, put them in a food processor and chewed them all up. Top that must that is created. Top that must with the wild blueberry juice, the wild blueberry pomegranate juice, and a little bit of cranberry just to keep away the ooties. And so all of that together has created this. It is again purple, of course. Blueberries again win most of the time. But I'd have to say this is the sweetest, most refreshing. The cranberry takes a little bit of the sweetness out and adds that tartness, which gives you a balanced drink. It's really fantastic. Absolutely no added sugar whatsoever. It's just fantastic. And we've learned that the new color of blue and plum has been chosen by American Express to be their new color of their card. So it's a nutritional sign for you to drink more blue beverages is what I'm thinking. Because everyone knows that when you go use your American Express, you should have a plum beverage right next to you. That was a complete side note that had nothing to do with what we were talking about. Anyway, evening and morning people. Research continues to mount, arguing that evening people have qualities which should be nurtured. Okay? They tend to be creative, intelligent, humorous, and extroverted. The balance to morning people are said to be more optimistic, proactive, and conscientious. So evening and morning are the right and left sides of the brain, so to speak. The creative and the analytical organize, process, and advance our lives. When they asked at the University of Education of Heidelberg, they concluded that morning people are more likely to succeed because they are more proactive than evening people. He surveyed university students, asking them when they felt most energetic and willing to change the situation, and it was the morning people who said, I feel in charge of making things happen. I spend time identifying long-range goals for myself. So I guess what we're saying here in the motivational sense, evening people, you too can also feel like you can change things to make things happen, but you may have to start doing a conscious effort to do so because right now your chronotypes are kind of holding that back, okay? Now, when it comes to business success, they found that morning people hold the important cards because they tend to get better grades in school, which gets them better colleges, which leads to better job opportunities. Morning people anticipate problems and try to minimize them. They're proactive. Okay? Now, morning is the best time to get people to make decisions because people are full of optimism in the morning, a lot of people say. And by 9 a.m., nothing really can go wrong. You're full of hope. By 4 p.m., at least 6 annoying things have happened, so by the evening you're slightly annoyed and frustrated. Fortunately, you have the rest of the evening to pick yourself up. So that also plays into it, all right? When this gentleman, what is his name? This gentleman found a culture to be more focused on the evenings when conversations over drinks would lead to creative ideas. But when he became an entrepreneur, he found mornings were the best time to corral people's energies, he said. Eveningness can be exploited by companies that are full of young people, but mornings appeal to families who want a schedule which allows them to get in early and leave on time. Families, get in early, get back to my family, take care of my children. That's what I'm talking about. So for a growing army, tight schedules are important for this part-time new group. And you need to be very focused because they're moving from project to project and you don't have time to yak away. So, but can one change one's chronotype from evening to morning? They say somewhat, but it can be hard. He cites one study where he showed half the pupils were permanently able to shift the time they woke up by 1 hour. Chronotypes, however, do evolve over one's life. Adolescents tend toward eveningness. From the ages of 30 to 50, people are evenly split between morning and evening, and over 50 are morning types. So the challenge for companies is to accept eveningness as an inherent trait, and rather battling against it, find ways to get the best from the, out from their night owls. So what they're, it seems like they're kind of saying that, you know, the club style, the late night guy, he's not that bad either. You shouldn't fire him. And pretty soon it'll probably be a disease, I'm sure. It'll be eveningness disease. This guy's got eveningness syndrome, and you can't fire him for sucking. But, again, chronotypes of evening, it says, were very methodical, laid back. Using those traits is good because the yin and the yang, got to have it. Yin and yang. So evening types, find a way to maybe shift your times a little bit, but then stay grounded where you are because it's an inherent trait. There's nothing you can do about it, according to this study, and try to work your way into it. So that's a pretty interesting article, morning types ruling the world. I really, really thought that was interesting, and I had to share that with you. Remember now, if you want to call in, and the vast, vast, vast number of listeners listening to the show on the weekend, again, we may do a scheduling change. We may do a scheduling change soon. We're thinking of a day and a month to do so, but we may be doing it, moving this show to the weekends because that is when we are getting the most listeners anyway on the replays. If you are listening live, you can always call us in 347-677-0692. I do this show live and in person every time. If you're listening to it on a recording that's not Wednesdays at 11 to 12, then you're listening to a recording. Calling in gets you nothing. All right. I just wanted to make sure you know that because, again, most people listen to replays. And for those replay people, thank you so much. We love you as well. And you, too, on replay, can send the link of the replay to someone you know right now and spread the news. Because, I've got to say it again, Fix the Family, Fix America talk radio show is the largest, fastest, most superbly produced, growing show, family talk show growing in all of the universe. And this is something I'm going to shout from the rooftops until it ends, which means everyone will be listening anyway. All right. Where were we? Let's talk for just 2 seconds. This economy is hurting lots of people. We understand this. So a lot of people, a lot of morning people, some evening people, working together to try to create new stuff for themselves and create their own business, create their own source of income because the companies and big places aren't hiring. And if you're going to do that, there's one spot that you can get help with your business cards, logos, envelopes, and everything else you need, suites, meeting rooms, everything else you need to be the business that you want to be, and that is Soho Office. And our official nationwide print partner, Can't talk. Blah, blah, blah. Hello. Nationwide print partner is Soho office in the village of Sandhill in Columbia, South Carolina. We have just the utmost respect for these guys. They create incredible work, and if you need to make an impression, if you need to get that contract signed, if you need to go in there and blow someone away with the print job that you need, these are the people to get it done for you. Go to sandhill.sohooffice.com or give them a call, 803-736-5011, and they will talk to you and help you get your business off the ground. And pretty soon, hopefully, they will announce even further things that they can do for you, even more than what they're doing now, because they can do all kinds of stuff, not just printing, meeting rooms, suite numbers for your post office. You look like a big old $40 gillion company all from this little place. Sandhill.SohoOffice.com. Cannot recommend them more than I do right now. All right. Let's talk about, I don't know, drugs that kill you. How about that? Let's do that. That's always fun to talk about. Remember, we just spoke about the workshop that we had last week where we, you know, opened the mind that a lot of people are actually scared of the cancer treatments / brain poison versus cancer itself. Well, here's something you probably didn't hear about too much, but Mylotarg, a decade-old leukemia medicine. Mylotarg, a decade, been on the market, been injecting into you for over 10 years, has now been taken off the market after a study, that found that it killed patients four times faster than if they gave the patient nothing. It was on the market. By the way, just so you know, the FDA is so looking out for you. Mylotarg won approval under the abbreviated process, which means medicines cleared in that way have to pass follow-up tests to confirm they work by actually putting them in us just for fun, called a clinical trial. So after a recent clinical trial raised concerns about the product safety and clinical benefits, let me tell you what it said about the trial. Here we go. The trial, the recent trial, showed more deaths in the first couple months of treatment. The fatality rate was almost 6% from Mylotarg patients compared with 1.4% than if you didn't give the drug. Mylotarg was the first drug approved under your FDA's abbreviated process to be withdrawn for failing to show effectiveness, meaning that all the other abbreviated process drugs that have been approved haven't not shown their effectiveness yet. By the way, Pfizer is the drug company that pushed this through, and they also suspended trials of another pain relief drug for osteoarthritis, tanezumab, after reports the patient conditions worsened and led to joint replacement. Now, listen to me. The FDA used to tell you had to go show me that this drug helped the greater good, basically. Help people that had the disease the drug was touting to help. Now the FDA suddenly goes, okay, cool, you got a drug. Go ahead on out there and tell me, come back to me and tell me if it works. In an experiment of killing, I don't know, 10 years of people. Do you grasp that statement? It was the recent clinical trial that made them pull this. All the other 10 years of killing four times more patients than if you didn't give this drug, totally irrelevant. Totally irrelevant. 10 years of killing you by this drug, not important. It was the recent one that said, wow, that's not good. We're going to pull that. 10 years of helping patients trying to slash burn a poison, leukemia, cancer patients, brushed under the rug by your FDA. And then again, quietly pulling osteoarthritis pain relief drug that was estimated to generate $100 million in sales and $260 million by 2013. Okay. Well, that will let you know. Right now, there's a fast track. There's probably over 24 cancer drugs approved by the FDA's new fast-track method. Experimental drugs are now brought to the market sooner, even though they've only been tested on a small number of people. Mylotarg happened to be brought to the market 10 years ago after being tested on simply 142 patients. Remember when I talked to you about the doctors and the hospitals clamoring over the treatment of my mother's cancer? The drug company gains between $1 million to $2 million for every day extra that the drug is on the market. So Mylotarg, 10 years old, brought in 365 times 10, 3,650. That's $3,650,000,000 to kill you four times faster. If you think that conventional treatments with this process is out there as a benefit, please call me and tell me so. 347-677-0692. 10 years of four times, killing you four times faster. By the way, here's another little tidbit fact here. The market was, they started doing this drug in 2000, but they didn't have a follow-up study. Didn't even start until 2004, and again, it went to the recent study last year that this drug was stopped because of the death risk and no benefit. Now, also, here's the kicker, ladies and gentlemen. If you think that the medicine here, I mean the health care here in America is bad, This drug still being sold in 9 other countries. No other countries have pulled it. Only we did. Well, there we go. There we go. La 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 la. I want to. Let's talk about the cost of cancer treatment has doubled in the last two decades, from $25 billion in 1987 to $48 billion during the years 2001 through 2005. So if you think, let me give you five more drugs, okay? Five more drugs that the companies tried to get on through the FDA fast track process, and the price tag went up. Avastin was used to treat colorectal cancer. It sold for $50,000 per year. However, once it was approved to treat breast and lung cancer as well, the new price tag doubled, $100,000 per year. Even though it only extends your life by no more than a few months. Erbitux, another colorectal cancer drug, $10,000 a month. Even though there's not one single study, it helps cancer patients live longer. Evista, the Eli Lilly drug found to prevent cancer by one-third in a study of more than 10,000 postmenopausal women. Your true cost was trading your breast cancer prevention for 50% increased risk of fatal strokes and blood clots. Evista is now off the market, by the way, because it was sold as an osteoporosis drug as well and illegally promoted for treating cardiovascular disease. Glivec, used to treat leukemia. Unfortunately, it killed heart muscle cells in the process, which caused, of course, fatal congestive heart failure. And then Abraxane, a new version of the old cancer drug Taxol, sells for $4,200 per dose. The old drug Taxol cost 25 times less. Ten years of killing you four times faster, that's what you get from your current FDA. Thank you for highlighting this. Wow. All right. Remember, we talked about exercise last week. Now showing cancer patients need their exercise. So get that done. Vitamin D. Vitamin D. It's sunny, right? It's sunny outside because it's summer and it's hot. We've all been told sunlight causes skin cancer. The message has been drilled in our heads so long. You regular listeners here of Fix the Family, Fix American Disease and the Diet know that that cannot be true. If that was true, that cancer would be, sun would be causing cancer on, I don't know, everything that stays out in the sun. What's happening is it's not a one-to-one ratio. It's not sunlight, cancer. It's sunlight and some deficiencies in your skin and your diet causing cancer. See that? So the sunscreen people telling you, you've got to get out of that sunlight, it'll kill you. Tanning booths actually can be good. Cancer tumors grow in the winter more than summer because people aren't going outside and getting their vitamin D from the sunlight exposure. So going to tanning booths in the winter actually will help you. It's good for your health. But they just tax tanning booths. You see how that kind of rolls together? Anything that's showing preventative to cancer and killing you faster is slowly being taken away from you. Now, they just simply call this a tax on tanning booths, but we all know, listeners to this, it's a deterrent. When prices go up, people don't use them. That's the same logic they use on taxing cigarettes. Well, if we tax cigarettes at $400 a pack, no one will buy them. Right. So, sunlight. Don't be scared of it, people. Eat right. Sunlight exposure can actually reduce cancer rates in America by nearly 80% by eating correctly and getting some sun exposure. Vitamin D shows a 78% of reduction in five cancers like liver, skin, bone, and lung cancer. Then, on the flip side, if you learned 2 weeks ago on this show, we discussed all of the ingredients in sunscreens that are known carcinogens. So not only are you not getting your vitamin D from the sun because you're scared to go out in it, because they beat on you so much telling you the sun is bad, sun is bad, sun is bad. They didn't tell you, hey, if you're going to go out there, you better slather on this stuff right here so that it can be absorbed into your skin and start getting to toxic levels in your brain and in your lung and in your liver. So that, I don't know, you die quicker. Wow. Wow. So why does the cancer industry want to tell you to live in darkness and be afraid of the light? They also want you to be afraid of this show. They don't want you to be afraid of knowledge that we're sending out there, illuminating the truth. The more that we grow and the more people listening to us, the better we're making America. That's what it's all about. Fix the family, fix America. The more that we're growing and people are listening, the more resistance there's going to be because we're not following the rules. And I'm going to sit here and tell you that the more I'm learning, the more information coming to me, and the more I spread it, the more resistance I'm getting. Remember, I am on a one-man war to stop the ingestion of soy. They can still use it to lubricate your car. I don't care. A machine, whatever. But to stop the ingestion of soy. One-man war here. That statement in itself made just 3 weeks ago has gotten, let's say, a little attention. So when you send this to people that you want to listen, make sure you tell them that they're on the cutting edge here. And stuff they're going to hear, they have to take it and then go look and see what we're saying and find out what's happening, because it's absolutely amazing, the stuff we've learned. And you can get waiting. Our workshop right now, only once a month. We're hoping to grow that venue. Everyone tells me you need to do this show every day. Everyone tells me to do the workshops every day. The people are clamoring for this information faster. We've come up with the best solution we can right now, because of all of the stuff that's coming in, and that is to go to diseaseandthediet.com and sign up for our daily, weekly, monthly e-zine. It happens as it happens. You'll get the workbook that we have in the workshops every month, but you also get videos from me showing you what, the juice that I just made myself. You get videos like that. You get videos from me on talking about any of the breaking news stories, and then you get emails and updates of breaking news stories, like the one we just talked about, the Pfizer drug, Mylotar, killing you for the last 10 years. All right, so it's also summer, right? We can't just... There's no segue to this. No segue. Let's just do some jazz. Oh, no. Okay. All right. Now, it's summer. Sunburn. Sun doesn't cause cancer. It's your deficiencies and other stuff that is causing the cancer. So another thing that happens in summer, you go outside and mosquitoes, I don't know about you, they are bad where we live. Very bad. They attack and bite you, and it really, 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 really sucks. So we all say, go get mosquito spray and spray it all over us. Woo! Well, even I learned something new. They have found new research that DEET, the insect repelling chemical found in most effective mosquito sprays, because the chemical was originally developed as an insect repellent by the U.S. Army in 1946. Following experience with jungle warfare in World War II. DEET's popularity comes largely from its being very effective. It repels a variety of medically significant insects over longer periods of time than any other repellent. And it can be sprayed, and I mean, it can be sprayed, poured on, or lotioned on, or whatever. Now, research has long insisted the chemical is safe, but on the back of it, it says use a minimum amount of repellent necessary to cover exposed skin or clothing, and do not apply it to irritated or injured skin. Now, DEET functions the same way as nerve gas and pesticides work by attacking the nervous systems of insects and mammals. Now, this has been used. 8 billion doses have been applied since its introduction to us in 1957. 8 billion squeezes of DEET. Now, researchers were always unsure exactly how DEET functions to repel mosquitoes. They long believed that it affected mosquito behavior without harming the insects by interfering with their sense of smell and their ability to find human prey. But now they're saying that DEET may function by interfering directly with the insect's nervous system. It's not simply a behavior-modifying chemical, but it inhibits the activity of a central nervous system enzyme, acetylcholine sterase, hope that's right, acetylcholine sterase, probably that, in both insects and mammals, okay? They perform experiments on cockroaches and rats, and they found DEET blocked the action of the neurological enzyme, ACS, acetylcholine sterase, which is the same mechanism that causes the toxic effects of carbamate and organophosphate pesticides, as well as sarin and VX nerve gas, which means that DEET repellents are actually insecticides that could damage the human nervous system, because we all know what organophosphate pesticides do to us. Like nerve gases, organophosphates irreversibly inactivate acetylcholine sterase, leading to excessive salivation, eye watering at low doses, muscle spasms, and death at higher doses. So, while we're not getting a lot being sprayed on our skin, the long-term exposure at low doses building up in our system is what's currently the problem. Previous studies have implicated DEET in causing seizures in children, but the current study is the first to uncover how the chemical acts directly on the nervous system. So, you've got your non-organic food, which we call real food, with organophosphates in it. We talk about that all the time on this show. Go spray organophosphate on your body. Is it any wonder why our nervous system and our world gets a little freaky? Neurological damage? By the way, your EPA, the other side of your FDA, is going to look at DEET's safety. It's planned currently for 2012. Just letting you know. They're looking out for you. Looking out for you. If you live in San Francisco, your city council people, under executive order from your mayor, Gavin Newsom, said you are too stupid to know what you're drinking. And they have banned Coke, Pepsi, and Fanta Orange. Don't know how they picked Fanta Orange. But they're no longer allowed in vending machines on city property. Although their diet counterparts are. The directive, again, is barring calorically sweetened beverages. I don't think if a regular listener of this program knows artificial sweeteners, and we don't get along. But they keep fighting to put them out there more and more and more, and you're drinking more and more of these artificial sweeteners. Remember, we talked about the chlorine buildup from the wonderful, what is that called? I forgot what it was called, the yellow bag. We talked about the brain tumors and all the other stuff from the blue bag, and we talked about pretty much the safety of the pink bag because it's been in use for thousands of years. And but it's still a chemical. When good old sugar, stevia, things that are coming from nature, that's not overly processed. Remember, you get organic sugar exactly the same way it was done when it was created the first time. It helps you, but San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom says no calorically sweetened beverages. That includes non-diet soda, sport drinks, and artificially sweetened water. Juice must be 100% fruit or vegetable juice with no added sweeteners. Diet sodas can be no more than 25% of the items offered. They do giving you ample choices of water. They're giving you soy milk, rice milk, and other similar dairy or non-dairy milk. Now, they're doing this because they did a study. Now, they're linking soda to obesity through one study. A study from UCLA found adults who drink at least one soft drink a day are 27% more likely to be obese than those who don't. And that soda consumption is fueling the state's $41 billion annual obesity problem. So they said there's a direct link between what people eat and drink and the obesity and healthcare crisis in this country. And he also said, get this, Newsom spokesman Tony Whitaker said, it's entirely appropriate and not at all intrusive for city government to take steps to discourage the sale of sugary sodas on city property. No, it's not intrusive. We don't want you to drink it, so we're not letting you have it. Whitaker also goes on, in the same vein as that guy that was during the Iraq War, the first Operation Desert Storm, where he got on, he said, we see no American forces. We see no foreign forces. There's no war. Whitaker, Gavin Newsom's thing says this is not about the soda police or a crackdown on soda. People absolutely remain free to choose to drink unhealthy, sugary sodas anywhere they want. What? After he says we're banning them, he then says, go right ahead. It's all good. You can drink it wherever you want. San Fran, wow. I've got to squeeze this in. I have only 5 minutes, but I have to squeeze this in. And here's what I'm talking about. The European, remember, because the teaser scared you because I said the European socialized style of medicine trying to help kids faster than even over here. And here's why. Because they sat around and approved a new kid-friendly chewable form of the cholesterol drug Lipitor. Excuse me? Hello? Is this thing on? Can you people hear me? Fix the family. Fix the... The European Union has approved a new kid-friendly chewable form of cholesterol drug Lipitor. Because children tending up with high levels of bad cholesterol and triglycerides need help. Parents, listen to what they're doing. They're helping you right there in Europe. You no longer have to worry about your kid's diet. You can go get the chewable form of Lipitor. You can get your kid hooked on a drug at the age of 10. Here's the cool stuff. That's been in the U.S. since 2002. Here's the key. Lipitor is the world's top-selling drug because you all know and hear that cholesterol is going to kill you, right? Except for listeners to this show. Listeners to this show know that there's no relationship between blood cholesterol level and the degree of atherosclerosis in the vessels, in your blood vessels. If high cholesterol really did promote that, then people with high cholesterol should evidently have more atherosclerotic than people with low, but that's not so. And also, you make 5 times more cholesterol than you ingest. Your liver has to have it. Cholesterol is not a deadly poison. Regular listeners of this show know. We're going to do an entire workshop on cholesterol and heart disease soon. Cholesterol is not a deadly poison, but it's a substance vital to the cells of all mammals. There are no such things as good or bad cholesterol, but mental stress, physical activity, and the change of body weight influences the level of blood cholesterol. A high cholesterol is not dangerous by itself, but may reflect an unhealthy condition, or it may be totally innocent. Your body produces 3 to 4 times more cholesterol than you eat. That's why the production of cholesterol increases when you eat little cholesterol or decreases when you eat much. More than 20 studies have shown that people who've had a heart attack haven't eaten more fat or of any kind than other people. And the degree of vessels being filled with goo at an autopsy has been unrelated to the diet in over 20 studies. Then how are this cholesterol thing? Because it's been ingrained in you by the same people that's telling you, don't go in the sun, put on this stuff. It's bad news, and it's the same people that killed you 4 times faster for the last 10 years if you had leukemia. But don't worry about that, people. Don't worry about your diet. Don't listen to us. Don't start learning. Don't start illuminating yourself with the knowledge that we're bringing here. Because now you can just give your kids a chewy, wonderful Lipitor. Mommy, this is good, and it helps my blood vessels. Oh, wow. We don't have much time, and I have 1,500 articles to get to. That's why a lot of people said, you need to talk for 3 hours. This needs to be a 3-hour show, and we're working on that. Trust me. Parents of the week, couple outside of Walmart, tried to sell their baby for only $25. That is a deal, ladies and gentlemen. We here at Fix the Family try to help other families adopt when they can't get birth. We help connect families that are going through struggles, and we did not know this couple should have contacted us. $25 measly. We could have told everyone about it, and you could have had your kid. Patrick Fusek and Samantha Tomasini. Patrick is 38, and Samantha's 20. They asked two women, would you like to purchase the kid? At the bargain price of $25. $25. It's only 20. That's our parents of the week. Thank you for listening to Fix Family. Go tell everyone about it. Now go home, kiss your spouse, kiss your children, love yourself, and start listening to this show more often and getting more information from us. We're helping the world. Thank you very much for listening. Fix the Family, Fix America. See ya.